young people have?
Yeah, we do have young people.
Young people? Okay. Master, dismiss. Amen. So, saints, I'd like to just introduce our prophesying meeting this morning. So, we are on this new book, Knowing, Experiencing. How about we'll read this together? Amen. And experiencing and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians. So this is actually a direct follow-up to this past itero, which if we remember, it is knowing, experiencing, and living the all-inclusive Christ for the genuine church life. So you could say that this is really a continuation. And I just want to read the first message or first subject that we covered during this last series. This was being brought back to Christ Himself for the genuine church life. Okay, so just store that. I will refer to that shortly. So for this week, maybe we could first do this. This is really part of my burden this morning. Let's turn to Philippians 3:12, and let's read from 12 to 14. I know parts of it are here, but I just like to read the complete verse. So, asking everybody to pull out your Bibles. Let's turn to Philippians 3:12-14. Okay? And let's read it with an exercise spirit.
Amen.
Pursuing spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. We all have it? We can read it together. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do,
forgetting the things which are behind.
Amen.
To the things which are before, I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me
upward. Amen. Wow, these verses are so good.
That's right.
I wish we had time we could just pray read these verses this morning and get into the heart of this burden.
Amen.
You know, saints, you have to understand the context of Philippians. This was written, of course, by Paul, but this was you could say towards the end of his journey with the Lord. This is 30 years approximately after his initial conversion. This means Paul was an old man. He was not a young believer anymore. And so when you read these verses, you still touch the burden of our brother's heart. At an old age, he was about to be actually martyred for the Lord. What was his attitude? I pursue.
Amen.
Not that I have obtained.
Amen.
Or am already perfected.
Right.
But I pursue.
Amen.
There's still something to lay hold.
Amen.
There's something of stretching forward.
Amen.
And even a few verses back, right, in verse 10, chapter 3, he says, to know Him. Right? And so this is really, I would say, the burden to introduce this topic that we'll get into in the next few weeks. Knowing and experiencing and enjoying Christ.
Amen.
We're here to pursue Him.
Amen.
We're here to know Him.
Amen.
We want to enjoy Him more, to experience Him more.
Right.
And we should count all of our past experiences as loss. Because that could be a frustration, right, to our apprehending of Christ, apprehension of Christ. I just really appreciated this one phrase, one thing, right? Lord, give us the one thing.
Amen.
Paul prayed for the one thing.
Amen.
You know, this phrase, one thing, I just like to bring out some other occurrences just to kind of show this feeling, this burden of our pursuit. In Psalm 27:4, it says, this is the psalmist, one thing I have asked of Jehovah,
Amen.
That do I seek. To dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of Jehovah. Oh, so brothers and sisters, We should pursue the one thing.
Amen.
We should seek the one thing.
Amen.
Which is to dwell in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And what are we doing here? We're beholding.
Amen.
We're spending time with Him.
Amen.
We're being infused with Him.
Amen.
This should be our seeking daily, right? To behold this beauty of the Lord. Okay, another one thing. This is in Luke 10:42. This is Mary, okay? There is the need of one thing.
Amen.
So the Lord recognized what was going on. You know, Martha was busy serving, and we're not saying, you know, we shouldn't serve. You know, there was a lot of announcements earlier. You know, we need to take care of the bread making. We need to take care of this Saturday, you know, the outing. We need to cook. We need to bring the sporting equipment. But saints, don't forget the one thing.
Amen.
While we're busy serving, we need to take care of the one thing.
Amen.
And this is what? This is the good part. This is the better part, right?
Amen.
The Lord recognized the need of the one thing, for Mary has chosen the good part.
Amen.
Which is what? It's to sit at the Lord's feet. So, brothers and sisters, in the church life, while so busy, right, we need to be inwardly, restful. Peaceful, sitting at the Lord's feet, enjoying Him,
Amen.
Beholding Him.
Amen.
And so this will not distract us from what is critical, which is the Lord's presence. Okay? And so anyways, that's just to kind of supplement the burden from this week. Well, let's get to the outline. And I think you'll see why this is so critical. How about let's read the the title of this week together. Amen. Taking Christ as everything to gain Him by denying ourselves and turning to our spirit. Okay, so the focus, the key, what we're zeroing in this week and the next few weeks is Christ. Right?
Amen.
We are taking Christ as everything.
Right.
And we'll see a little bit what this means. And why are we taking Christ as everything? Well, Roman number 1 makes it very clear. Christ is the desire, right, of God's heart, right? And some of these verses I enjoy this week is to see when the Lord, when He was baptized, right, the sky opened up and then the Father spoke, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found my delight." Brothers and sisters, the Father's delight is found in the Son. So shouldn't we have the same focus, the same delight? Oh, it's in Jesus Christ. He is the Father's delight. We love Him. We delight in Him. And then later on, the Mount of Transfiguration, again, there was an episode there. Right, you know, Peter made a mistake, and that afforded the opportunity for all of us to be helped. Right, a voice came out of the cloud. "This is my Son, the Beloved. Hear Him."
Amen.
So we're here to what? Hear Jesus.
Amen.
To only hear Him.
Yes.
And then the next verse says, "When they looked around, no longer they saw anyone but Jesus only."
Amen.
Right, again. The focus is concerning this person, right? Christ. We should hear Him and we should see Him. See Jesus only, right?
Amen.
And because He is the delight of the Father, right? The delight of God's heart. And so we need to realize that beyond the Lord Jesus, God does not want anything, right? He doesn't care for anything except for this Son. And so that's why when the Lord went through a process, and now as His Spirit, He is in us, and He's being lived out of us, actually this touches God's heart's desire. You just kind of think about that for a second, right? God delights in the Son. And so when He is revealed in us, oh, this satisfies God's heart. And so this is why in Galatians 1:15 it says, it pleased God.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, don't we want to please God?
Right.
We want to have a living that pleases God.
Amen.
And what pleases God? In verse 16, to reveal His Son in me.
Amen.
Right? And so God has this desire that His Son would be expressed in everything.
Amen.
In every person.
Amen.
In every relationship.
Amen.
in our job, at home, as a student, God would be expressed.
Amen.
If God is expressed, this will please the Father. Okay. And so how does this happen? Well, we need to see that later on. We see in point four, under point D, the greatest need for us to see today is that Christ is the indwelling Spirit, right? He is the Spirit in our spirit. And the following point, when we contact the Lord, especially in His Word, we get, filled with Him. We get mingled with Him. And then eventually we become the satisfaction of His heart. And so these are two practical applications, right? We need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
And we need to be in God's Word.
Amen.
In these two ways, we can express the Lord in our living. And I just want to mention this this point, which will eventually be brought out. Exercise of our spirit is you could say it's the denial of ourself, right? And so when we exercise our spirit, we spontaneously deny ourself. And the self is actually the expression of the old man.
Right.
The self is the soul life.
Right.
And so Peter's mistake in Matthew 16, there was an expression of his good intentions. But that was apart from his spirit. That was just something natural, something of the old man. Right. And so many times in our living, this also happens, right? When we are not living in our spirit, automatically we're actually living in ourself, right? And the old man gets expressed. Another practical application for Christ to be magnified, expressed, is to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
And one excellent way, maybe the easiest way to exercise our spirit is to pray.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed actually our encouragement is that we would pray short prayers.
Amen.
Actually, the shortest prayer is, "Oh Lord Jesus." I was just this week endeavoring to practice that, right? In my care of my family, the busyness of my service, doing this, doing that, the Lord was reminding me to stop, right? To call on His name.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, right?
Amen.
When we're talking with our family members, stop before you react, respond. Call on the Lord before you're about to make a decision. Stop, right? Stop yourself. Exercise your spirit. Call on the Lord. And in this way, actually, we afford Him a way, right, to be expressed in our living. So anyways, this is just an opening. I think this week was very rich. We hope all the saints could share something, right, of what you enjoyed from this week. Amen. I'll stop here.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
As the brother said, this week just contained so many riches, so many practical applications on how we can live each day for Christ. I especially enjoyed day one. You know, it drew me in. It gave me a much deeper sense of what it means to live Christ and express
Amen.
Christ. I don't know if you may not all be familiar with The Wizard of Oz. It was the first color movie back in the 1930s. You know, if that entire movie was in black and white, it wouldn't have the same effect. You know, when Dorothy gets to Oz, it turns to color and you see the beauty of what Oz would be. If that was in black and white, you wouldn't really get that. And that's kind of how I felt with day one, because as I was reading it, it was like I was seeing things in more color,
wow.
more clarity.
Wow.
And those that don't know Wizard of Oz, think of it from a stereo standpoint of listening in mono versus stereo. Once you hear stereo, you just don't want to listen to mono. But anyways, Matthew 3:17 states, "And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, 'This is my Son, the Beloved in whom I have found my delight.'" What is God's heart's desire? It's only Christ.
Amen.
His intention is to work Christ that can be expressed in all things, to fill all things and be in all things. He wants that every person, every matter, everything in the universe should express Christ. Colossians 1:18 and 19 states, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself may have the first place in all things.
Amen.
For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell.
Amen.
When we read this, we can conclude that we exist for his expression.
Right.
That our work is for his expression. The church
right.
is for his expression.
Amen.
Every positive thing in the universe should express Christ himself.
Amen.
And actually, all these positive things are explicit explanations of Christ.
Amen.
All positive things can be used to express and become the reality of Christ.
Amen.
The beauty of a flower
right.
expresses the beauty of Christ, because the reality of beauty is Christ.
Amen.
The sweetness of fruit expresses the sweetness of Christ.
Amen.
Because the reality of sweetness is Christ.
Amen.
Everything in the universe right. is an expression of Christ.
Amen.
And the day talked about many virtues of the reality of Christ. Righteousness, holiness, purity, patience, power. And it reminds me of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and Paul's definition of love.
Amen.
I go through this many times in what I do sometimes. And, I actually have this in memory in a different version, but I'm going to read it in the recovery version, which is, love suffers long, love is kind.
Amen.
It is not jealous. Love does not brag, it is not puffed up. It does not behave unbecomingly and does not seek its own things.
Amen.
It is not provoked and does not take account of evil. It does not rejoice because of unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
Amen.
It covers all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never falls away.
Amen.
What this paragraph is not just describing what love is, but it describes love as the expression of Christ in the divine life.
Amen.
Love and all its virtues are the reality of Christ. When we take in Christ as our everything and make him first in all things, we will be living the reality of Christ.
Amen.
And we no longer need to try to do good
right.
or try to love one another.
Right.
By living Christ, these things all become a reality.
Right.
As we will Amen. Simply be expressing Christ in all that we do.
Amen.
I just want to add to what the Shepherd and Paul spoke about. I really appreciate this first message, especially the first Roman numeral. If you just dissect, I like dissecting like the title to kind of understand like what's going on, the titles. It's first, we want to take Christ as everything.
Amen.
For what? To gain him. And how do we do that? It's by denying our soul and turning to our spirit. So there's like at least three parts here. But one question that I ask myself is, well, what if I don't really want to take Christ as everything? Maybe I don't really have the desire to. And maybe a lot of saints feel that way. And sometimes I don't really necessarily, why do I need to take Christ as everything? And then I realize that's why this first Roman numeral is there. Christ is the desire of God's heart.
Right.
And then, as Shepherd brought out, the Father delights only in the Son.
Right.
He's the sole focus. He's, in fact, right. the very instrument.
Amen.
He's everything. Literally, he's the centrality and universality. That's why we use those terms. He's the center, and he's the circumference of God's economy.
Right.
And because that's the Father's view, that should also be our view.
Amen.
So I remember I was going through days 1 and 2, and I was just praying, like, Lord, how much do I really see you as everything in God's economy?
Right.
And then I remember, I think a day one it starts, actually that's, it's funny, that's the reason why the whole book of Colossians even really exists, because we need to see how all-inclusive Christ is. Because
right.
anyways, the Colossians, they had many, many different teachings, philosophies. I even learned recently, they worshiped the angels because they thought they weren't worthy enough to worship the Lord directly. They felt like they needed a mediator, like an intercessor in the middle.
Yeah.
But Paul's saying, no, you don't need an intercessor. Christ is,
Amen.
He is all and in all. Yeah. We can
Amen.
Worship him directly.
Amen.
I was, the last verse in Romans 11, if you can like quote me directly, it says, because out from him and through him and to him are all things.
Amen.
Something along those lines. And then it really hit me like, Christ really is everything. Like, all things came into being through him. Like, without Christ, none of this would exist. He passed through everything. And eventually, the Bible says that He will inherit all things. Because He is the qualified one. He's the one who can receive all things in the universe. So then I realized, yes, we actually can say that all things are just a shadow of Christ. So then I was just like, I was in my room, I was like walking outside, I'm like, wow, like, it just hit me, like, wow. Everything, like the shoes I'm wearing, the ground I'm standing, the air I'm breathing, everything is just a shadow of Christ. And it's like, then of course I want to take Christ as everything. Because now I see that Christ is so precious, so worthy, as we were singing and praising this morning. So, and I was also praying, like, Lord, don't just make this clear to me, make this clear to all the saints. So that we realize that we want to take Christ as everything because we see that You are everything already and that You are worthy and that You are so precious.
Amen.
So anyways, I really hope that we can also enter into the rest of the message too, but I feel like there's a reason why this Roman numeral is so important.
Amen.
We want to see how precious and all-inclusive Christ is.
Amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed day 3 on Paul. He took Christ as everything, and he fully relied on Him and took Christ as the main goal.
Yeah.
In Philippians 4:11-12, he said that he learned to be content, how to be abased, how to abound, and eventually learned the secret was just Christ.
Wow.
He took Christ as the secret to experiencing Christ, and Paul rejoiced in any situation and in any matter.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I really enjoyed day 2 this week about the matter of taking Christ as our everything. And in this passage it reveals that in order to take Christ as our everything, the Lord needs to simplify our living. And the reason why we need to be simplified in our living is because we are very complicated by nature.
Right.
And the reason why we're very complicated by nature is because our default state is that we express the self. And in ourself, we have many natural attachments and tendencies. You know, could be opinions, preferences, desires, ambitions. All these things we tend to express, you know, in our ordinary living. It could just be in our conversations, interactions, and even sometimes with the saints, and even in our sharing, these things can leak out sometimes. But as you know, we are all vessels, right? And as vessels, you know, we are made to contain the Lord Himself. But sometimes many times we contain all these other things that are not of the Lord.
Right.
But, you know, gradually we will realize that the Lord is subjective. We will subjectively experience that the Lord is continually working in us to cut us off of all these things, to really empty us out of these things so that He could have room to dwell in us.
Amen.
And I feel like this verse in the day 2, 2 Corinthians 3:17, it says, and the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I feel like this verse really brings into light our situation, right? You know, all these things that we tend to express, right, they feel good because they just feel natural. But in reality, you know, we'll realize that, you know, we are actually under bondage, under enslavement from these things. These things frustrate us from experiencing the Lord. And when the Lord cuts us off from these things and empties us out, you know, He is actually freeing us from this bondage.
Amen.
And when He is able to dwell in us, we will experience true freedom. Mm. And this verse says, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Right.
I made a connection to another verse, Matthew 25:4. It's the verse that says, but the prudent took oil in their vessels with their lamps. In the footnote of that verse, it says, man is a vessel made for God, and man's personality is his soul. Hence, vessels here signifies the souls of the believers. The 5 prudent virgins not only have oil in their lamps, also take oil in their vessels. That they have oil in their lamps signifies that they have the Spirit of God dwelling in their spirit.
Amen.
And that they take oil in their vessels signifies that they have the Spirit of God filling and saturating their souls.
Amen.
So this verse reveals that God not only wants us to be regenerated, and He does not want to just stay in our spirit, but He wants to keep on spreading into our soul life, so that entire being is saturated by Him. To the extent that in this passage it says, when you have seen the all-inclusive Christ and have learned the secret of enjoying Him, your way of thinking and speaking will be changed. Then you will become pure and simple. Instead of expressing your opinions, you will care only to enjoy Christ and to speak of Him. Well, so may the Lord really make us ones who would not only have oil in our lamps, but also take oil in our vessels.
Amen.
So I was preparing for a sharing this morning, and I had to stop when I got to day 4. It says whether or not we have actually gained Christ can be proven by 5 points. First, we will have the presence of God. We will sense that God is like fresh air being breathed in by us. Second, we will sense that we are in the light and are shining inwardly.
Amen.
Third, we will feel that we are supplied within, having living water to quench our thirst and living bread to satisfy our hunger. Fourth, the demands related to positive and negative matters will become higher and higher, just like a rising thermometer. This indicates that life is continually growing.
Right.
Fifth, we will have an inward vitality. So I was preparing this morning, and I was a little rushed. I was rereading through the week, and I was like, what am I going to share? And then when I got to this portion, I just stopped because I was like, Lord, I want your presence.
Amen.
I want to have that sense of fresh air.
Amen.
And I was just confessing to the Lord, Lord, I don't have this. And I have to confess that throughout my week, maybe I was so busy or tired or, you know, so many different things that come up. And, you know, I just had to confess to the Lord, like, Lord, how much of my week was spent in my soul life, in the vanity of my mind, or in anxieties. And I just felt so thankful to the Lord that every week we get the reminder of the Lord's teaching. He is the bread. He is the cup. And just, I was so thankful. Like, Lord, you are my portion.
Amen.
And even, it's such a release and a joy to confess our sins.
Amen.
And to confess our shortages. Confess, you know, the time that we spent just wandering in our mind. To come to the Lord's table.
Amen.
To know that we are a welcome guest.
Amen.
And so I thank the Lord that He stopped me in my busyness. You know, I was, you know, occupied with what am I going to share, or, you know, like trying to like review the whole morning of the Bible. But yeah, the Lord just was so gracious. He wants us to have fresh air.
Amen.
He wants us to be shining inwardly.
Amen.
He wants us to be supplied with Him.
Amen.
He wants us to have inward vitality.
Amen.
Yeah, just,
amen.
Thank the Lord for this.
Amen. Amen.
I was listening to a recent message from Brother Gently, and he was talking about, you know, when the Lord came down on earth, His task is not only to save us from sin and then come back to heaven and that's it. Actually, His whole life, 33 and a half years on the earth, is an expression of God Himself.
Right.
And also in the book of Philippians, Apostle Paul, he was also an expression of the triune God. And I appreciate that also in day 3, He said, for to me to live is Christ. And as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. And this verse shows us that Paul, who was rich in experience, Christ, to Christ also as his expression. You know, sometimes when I was preparing, like prophesying or, you know, sharing, sometimes I didn't have much to say or didn't have much to prophesy. Or sometimes maybe I have something to speak, then that's just like a very high standard truth that is very hard and very far from me. And in this message, I realized that because I didn't experience it, I didn't eat it, but I maybe know the knowledge, I maybe, you know, already, I think that's good, that's really, really, you know, I feel appreciated, but it didn't come to my experience, like subjective experience. So this message, I really appreciate that. You know, pursue is aggressively, actively, even sometimes force ourselves to get it, to enter into this. You know, when I was students, I was really into pursuing gaining weight. You know, back then I went to the gym like maybe 5 or 6 days a week. And then, you know, my goal was like, we have three like main activities, right? Bench press, deadlift, and squat. And my goal was at least I need to live up to my weight. Back then I was like 150, 160 pounds. My goal was I need to like, you know, live that kind of like weight. And sometimes maybe 1.2 times, 1.3 times. You know, my strategy was, you know, every time I do it, and then when it comes to my limitation, my maximum, I would do one or more times. Yeah. And, you know, it's the same strategy to exercise our spirit. Yeah. You know,
amen.
Right now I usually like pray to the Lord, exercise my spirit when I'm driving to my office. And sometimes I pray like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I feel like, oh, that's enough. Let's, you know, let's listen to other like music or something. But, you know, in this message, I encourage that I need to stay there maybe 1 minute longer,
yeah.
2 minutes longer,
yeah.
to force myself stay in the spirit.
Amen.
And that's how I can advance, you know, in exercising my spirit.
Yeah.
And also during my day, sometimes I don't feel like it. I need to exercise my spirit. You know, when it comes to difficult time, when I, you know, stress of, you know, I need to give in a report and there's a deadline, when I feel stressed, I tend to, you know, exercise my spirit. But what about a typical day? It's just a normal day. You know, we also need to pursue, to exercise our spirit, to call upon the Lord's name.
Amen.
That's how we can experience all the riches of the Lord.
Amen.
That's how we can express Him, the triune God who saved us and wants to bring us into His glory.
Amen.
It's about the daily, that's about the one word, very important word, spirit.
Amen.
Okay, go by the spirit.
Amen.
We know all we have those three parts, you know, that. So human, inside ourselves, and we have body and the soul,
mm-hmm.
and the spirit.
Amen.
It's very important for us,
mm-hmm.
because each we work, we act, we behavior according to what? You answer the natural man or call the mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Christian, we know that according to your spirit. Spirit will guide us to anything. And today's look at the book of Philippians. Very familiar books, but a lot of points. But today's I got touched by the day five, talking about they use it, the verses for Romans, and talk about for the mind set on the flesh is death. And but the mind set on the spirit, life and peace.
Amen.
So that's a lot of practical for us, because the pastoral experience, we know that no matter what, according to our mind, anything go up is a natural behavior, is a natural. So that's a very good practice for us, because we know that no matter we lead a meeting, preaching gospel, or just go to visit a friend, that's very important, you know. Because it's if according to our natural man, that is a natural, they not come from God. So when we pray in the morning, very important. So even though 1 minute a day, and maybe on a WeChat, go to Messenger, no, WhatsApp, together with the saints together, and pray, that means it's in the morning, exercise spirit, we are in one spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That whole day is different.
Yes.
And now a lot of families has a frame, you know, work on it. Christ is the head, what's it, his house.
Yeah.
A lot of people have it. Yeah, I have to. But what is it with reality? It doesn't work on the wall, nothing. But you will understand that this house will be the center of the Christ. That will be different. So no matter we walk, behavior, preaching gospel, completely different. So and we have family times this time, I'm very appreciate Michelle. I have a very good life with the church life here. I'm so happy about that.
Amen.
And so and hopefully continuously she will be mature in the church life, and she'll be and I'll work together with you all and build the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In the morning, before I come to the meeting, I ask myself, why do I need to come to the meeting? Oh, Jesus. And Lord told me, we need to come to the meeting because we need to start our week to enjoy the rest with God.
Amen.
And come to the meeting to listen God's oracle, God speaking to us.
Amen.
And this week it mentions that we need to gain God. God need to express from our living. And we know in order to express God, there is one requirement. Brother Shepherd mentioned that we need to dwell in His house. In the Old Testament, we know how to express God. Only Moses need to climb to the mountain. It's one required to express God. We need to climb to the mountain to stay with God. And we know that after 40 days, 40 nights, when came down, it means when we are staying with God long enough, and then when we came down, it's in our everyday life, we will automatically express God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That is also in remind me to go up to the mountain to stay with God long enough in order to express God. And I also ask God, and in the past I do not know how to express God, how to magnify God. The answers is, brothers and sisters, in since Brother Witness Lee study, life study in Philippines in YouTube. I listen to them when I'm going to the world. In our everyday life, we magnify Christ by our living. Our living is forbearance. What is forbearance living, brothers and sisters? Brother Lee mentions you satisfied, easygoing. Brother Lee mentioned that it's, you are easygoing in the church life. Forbearance is you easily satisfied with you what it should not do to you. Brother Lee mentioned forbearance. Like, for example, as a father, when I'm not feeling happy at the office, when I came home, my sons or my daughter say something wrong to me, I will get irritated. I said, no, stop it. But oh, Lord Jesus. But when in the office, I got a reward, I am happy. I'm promoted. When I come home, my daughters and my sons say something wrong to me, I'm saying, it's okay. Because I'm happy. I'm satisfied. That is forbearance. When we are richly supplied by Christ,
right.
Everything should be, we are okay.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
I wanted to share from our small group meeting this past Friday. We've been reading in the Economy of God. And the chapter that we read this past Friday was the principle of the cross. And I just appreciate it. We see who this Christ was. This Christ was one who put on man, right? But he didn't just become a man, but this man was all-inclusive of the old creation. That means the angelic life, the human life, Satan, the kingdom of Satan, sin, sins, the world, death, flesh, the old man, self, and all things were in this man, Jesus Christ. So when he died on the cross, he brought all of these things to an end.
Right.
And so I was sharing with the sisters on Friday, I appreciate this is the fact, and we need to be brought into the experience by applying faith. And so when we exercise our faith, actually God's facts become our experience.
Right.
And so this past week in the morning revival, it's all about the experience of taking Christ as everything.
Amen.
But like what David was sharing, sometimes I just feel like my application is so short.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know how to experience Christ as everything, or actually just how to turn to my spirit, because sometimes my emotions are just too much, right? And so I appreciate it. In the outline here, it said under day 2, D5, Christ is also the Word. When we contact the Lord's Word with our spirit, His words become spirit, and when His words become spirit, the Spirit enters into us. And so I just, you know, we always tell the young people, the Lord gave us two things. He gave us the Spirit, and He gave us the Word.
Right.
And we need the Word
in order to be brought. Sometimes without the word, we cannot be brought into our spirit because we need the word as the indirect sword of the spirit. Actually, the spirit is the sword, but we need the word to help us to divide our soul from our spirit. And I had a failure this week, you know, like with my husband. I was just offended because of my emotions. Actually, I want to recommend to you, I think I've recommended before, in the teacher's training, chapter 2, it talks about how our emotions get stirred up, and then we get taken advantage of by the evil spirits in the air. And so, actually, when we learn to touch the word, so that the word becomes spirit to us, actually, it kills both the evil spirits in the air and also right. kills our emotion Amen. So that we can turn to our spirit.
Amen.
You know, and sometimes when we're just stuck, we need Amen. The words in order to Amen. Divide our soul from our spirit so that we can exercise our spirit Amen. To experience this Christ, right? Amen. To gain this Christ. There needs to be something taken away so something can be added. So anyways, my prayer is just, Lord, like, cause me to exercise my spirit, right? When I come to your word, I like to touch you as the living word so that the word can come in and divide my soul from my spirit so that I could gain you more.
Amen. This week, I really enjoy that Christ is the desire of God's heart, his beloved son. And this is such a basic sentence, phrase, but the fact is that there's a prayer here. Our brother says, Lord, do not let me forget that the aim, the goal, and the purpose of my life, my service, my church life, in everything I do, in my living, my job, and in my family life, is so that I can lay hold of you. The goal of everything that I do is to lay hold of you.
Amen.
Because Christ is the desire of God's heart. So nothing really matters
right.
except the growth of Christ, the gaining of Christ in every part of our body. And I really enjoy, you know, Philippians 3, for many years that our brother was at the end of his life. He had lived a full life. He was already old like me, but maybe he was older than I am. But he lived to lay hold of that which had been that laid hold of him so that he could lay hold of the Christ.
Amen.
And so it was all about gaining Christ. And he said, what things were gains to me, these I have counted as loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Yeah. Says, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in him. And then he goes on to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. If even I may lay hold of, right, and enter into the out resurrection, and this is the last message of the conference, but I feel that this is, you know, what we were, what we live for. Nothing, even the church life, even having a good church life, even that is not what the Lord wants.
Right.
That the church life
right.
is for gaining Christ.
Amen.
And we are here in the church life so we can gain Christ.
Amen.
Not so that we can just be in the church life. Because if we're in the church life and we're not gaining Christ, it's for nothing. You know, and I just love this verse. You know, he said, forgetting the things which are behind. And Sister Connie, you may not remember, but about, I don't know, 25 years ago or something, you asked me to embroider this verse for you. And this was the first time that I ever even saw this verse. I didn't even know about it. I had to look it up. Oh, okay.
25 years ago.
Something like that. You know, I don't know if Michelle was born or not. I don't know.
Not yet.
I I remember that it was you. Whenever I see this verse, I remember you because I remember this is the first time I saw the verse. Okay. So we need to forget the things that are behind.
Right.
Stretching forward to the things that are before. We have to stretch forward. But we have the tendency of looking behind and looking even at our good experiences.
Right.
Even our good experiences are nothing. We have to stretch forward to gain Him and to be full of joy.
Amen.
That everything that happens in our life is for this. It's for gaining Christ, you know.
Amen.
And so this is why we live.
Right.
We can't live for anything else. And if we do live for something else, then it will be for nothing. And we will not have the joy. So we need to, I don't know, in my life, I it speaks to me that everything in my living, all my complaints, I simply need to come to gain Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
All right. So I'll be short. Yeah. So I think if we read this, like taking Christ, that's everything, right? And by denying ourselves and turning to our spirit. So if we want to put to our practice, you know, for very small things, like you make your bed, you clean up your room, that all counts. And also, typically today, I want to say something practical, to especially like young brothers. If you seeking the, if the Lord leads you, like, you know, like, get married. So then you're gonna probably, you know, just start to do it, right? To call some sister. So that's also a very practical thing to do. if I say one of the best things you can put, like take Christ as everything, is a marriage life. So I speak to, because I think I'm old enough to say this, and to the young brothers. Our brother just mentioned, like, a lot of homes has, like, Christ is the head of this house. You know how heavy this word is?
Mm.
You know, I can tell you in my experience,
right.
Marriage life is the, to me, is, you know, to taught me the most, to let me mature the most.
Right.
So I think that God has, actually God gives marriage as a gift to man. You know, this is God's gift. God desires it, and I acknowledge marriage is not easy.
Right.
Because of man's falling condition, you can see marriage has all sorts of problems.
Right.
I can even understand within non-ages, it may become even more problematic. Mm. However, the origin of the marriage is from God. And I believe God is bigger than all these problems. So I just being short, younger brothers, if the Lord leads you, the Lord has shaped you, every brother, you are wonderfully made. And also, the God prepares you a wonderful comfort. You should go and find her, get married, and in the marriage life, you will experience this in 100% sense, like by denying ourselves and turning to our spirit.
Right.
The spirit is the key.
Right.
Again, our flesh may be big. It's so big, it's sometimes very frightening. However big it is, remember, spirit is bigger.
Amen.
Spirit is more powerful. Jesus Christ, more powerful.
Amen.
So I want you to experience this and give our glory to God.
Amen. Sorry. I'm sorry. Father, dear brother and sister. Yeah. I was surprised just now Paul just standing up to do the share and the announcement. But my spirit just comes up. I just want to share my burden and how the God had done for us the last few months. So I just want to do God do the journey to us and just give the best to us. So I just want to do the witness to the God. So you know from the this year is not easy. In the last at the March and at end of March and the beginning of the April, post BP is getting worse, and he also went to hospital and for emergency choice. So the BP runs very high, and also the last time when he was in hospital in Old Bridge, he says that, oh, I'm choking with me. He says, oh, I want to buy a house, I want to buy a house just nearby the hospital. and then he's just talking about, oh, maybe a brother in Florida, that hospital would be good. But, and few years ago when he talked about with me, going to Florida, I just say impossible. Yeah. But when I look at him in the hospital, lying down in the bed, I just, that time I began to take seriously, to consider, think about, I need to deny myself. And hope my husband, Denise, was, and improve his health. And so then from that time we consider to, from the April this year, we consider to move to the warmer weather, the Florida. And also another part is his job. He's a couple customer is in Florida. So that will be reduced pitch hourly. Yeah. So it's because the employee is happy and have a salary reduced his job. So we just take serious consider about that. So in May 9th in this year, I decided to decrease 20% the price to sell my China condo. So I went back to China in August. So when come back, settle down, and in September 16th, I mean not last month. So we together went to Florida, which is a vacation. That's just where wedding ceremony, where the ceremony. We're second year anniversary. So we just take a look to see the house. If we get house, we're happy. If not, we're also happy to go back to New Jersey. But how is God make us the jury and make decisions? So before we come back to from Florida to New Jersey, it's October 5th. So that day after, actually we get a house few days ago before that day. So but still we both would pay to the law. We come to the law, and we just see, and that time, because that house they have an inspection, the inspection have some issue. So we're going to give up the house, but at that time we just come to the law, and we just pay together. And that time we just see, we are in the Orlando City, the central. So we can, in future, we just see, in that time we just see the body. See the bodies near. We in future we just can as a bending place to provide you. The western is the mature things. They are located in the coast of UCF is a university. The eastern is a new developer, like a new immigrant to the western side. So that is a little bit far away to the church. So we choose to the middle of the Orlando, and also north side is the English group. So we think if we settle this house in future, I want to at the place branding eastern side and western side, both say Chinese thing and North English thing. Continue want to open our home for English group and the Chinese group. And just. This just feels that time just a universal. We are living in a universal church. Amen. And so we are one spirit, one body. Amen. And one Bible, one church. Amen. And before we went to New Jersey in Hong Kong, and that time we just a word just caused me, and when I see the Philippians 3:8. And then we add everything as a loose. We in Jesus' pressure. So, but and that this time the word comes to me, to us. I just say, we are just living in the team life.
is in Jesus, 我们要过帐篷的生活. Yeah, that is that's just sure. If we use the spirit to reach God's world, the world just become the spirit. So and then we just get the peaceful. But you just say very hard to make this decision, and because I really enjoy the New Jersey, the church life, and I familiar the city life. So but I still need to delight myself and all the showing one in New Jersey and our two P2, P3 and P13 small group, all the showing one and sister brother, and we have very sweet the church life here. So it makes me very, very upset when we are drive back from Florida to New Jersey. I just cry for a few hours when I come back after make this decision. So and I just shared this news to the small group in the Friday. So today the spirit comes up. I just want to share how the God had done for us. Amen. How is our journey to make this decision?
Amen.
Still very, very miss our New Jersey things, and we'll come to with the ask.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the church life. Amen. It's so wonderful because for the past years, maybe I did not realize it's so wonderful until like we moved to Florida, we opened our home for the home meeting, and then because whoever came to our home, they like most of them are new ones, like maybe just transferred from the previous locality, but not the church in recovery. Like from denomination, and some of them are still gospel friends, but praise the Lord, their hearts really open to the words of God. And one sister, she's been baptized for many years from Long Island, like New York, and then, but she told us she just moved to Florida a few months ago. She said she's been thinking, wondering if there will be church life there. And because, she's a single parent and her children already grown up. And she said, why? She stopped meeting for a long time because the pastor in New York, in the church she used to go to, always complained a lot of things what make him unhappy, angry. And he's going to retire, and he expected his son to be the pastor. But it turned out that his son is not, not appointed as a pastor. Something like that. And then the sister said, I come to the church like once a week, like on every Sunday, and I expected something, and then I get supply, but then I did not. I heard so much things complaining by the pastor. So, and I said, wow, I enjoy like the meeting in your home. And what is so enjoyable, we can fellowship, we can talk, whatever, any question I can ask is so great. And even we told them, you can just come to the Lord simply by praying, like even call upon His name, oh Lord Jesus, and then you can connect with the Lord. The Lord Jesus is not far away from us, sitting in the heaven. He's so available, so dear and near to us, So, like before we ended the home meeting, we always encourage everyone to simply call upon Lord's name. Lord Jesus, He's a living water, can quench our thirsty, and then He's a living bread, can satisfy us. So, like everyone, enjoy such kind of meeting. They just feel like we open a new door for them. For us, my husband and myself, we feel like we are like shepherded by them as well. So sometimes when we preach the gospel, don't think we are we are giving them something, we are helping them. No, we get nourished as well.
Amen.
Yeah, because that reminds us the first love to Lord and why we love Him so much. So put on the shoes of gospel, preach the gospel, stretch on your arm of like a blessing. So it's so wonderful. And even one gospel friend like told us. Oh, she said, today I just know that my uncle just committed suicide in China. I feel so bad for my auntie there. So she has no idea what to do, and we told her, pray the Lord, and that you will get the words of wisdom from God. So just pray the Lord for our church life.
Amen.
And keep praying for us.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Obviously, the Lord is moving on the earth. Amen. And moving to Florida. I was pretty encouraged about Stan's sharing that, you know, last message from the literal is talking about our experiencing and enjoyment of the Christ for the genuine church life. For what we all were experiencing or what we are doing here is for the genuine church life.
Amen.
This genuine church life is universal.
Amen.
Yeah, different locations. We practice our local
right.
church life
Amen.
In those different locations. But in God's view, he's there, or he's here. In his view, is we're all one body.
Amen.
So your going is God's going. I believe that deeply. So
Amen.
I won't go too long. I want to conclude this and give some takeaways. I will just give two words. Personally, I really enjoy after Stan's sharing, and I really enjoy this. I think I can conclude with these two words. The first word is desire.
Amen.
Desire. The second word is exercise.
Amen.
So, Lord, or our brother Paul, not this Paul, Apostle Paul, give us the high vision,
right?
Right? Christ is everything.
Amen.
He is the desire
Amen.
Of our God.
Amen.
So, what's our desire? Christ.
Christ.
Must be Christ. Or has to be Christ.
Amen.
And that's our meaning of our life.
Amen.
We have to see this.
Amen.
Why Christ is the desire of God? I don't know. I was wondering, what does Paul see? Like, what does Paul see when he converts? You know, in the way he persecuted Christians in to Damascus, what he see? He see one thing. Christ. Jesus. When he hear this voice from heaven, what's that? He said that he hear the voice Christ. He hear the voice Jesus. I am the one you persecute. But he only persecute Christian, right? So what he saw is that Christian is Christ, is Jesus, is this person that he has persecuted.
Right.
So in our eyes, it's the same thing. At that moment, right, he converted. And I don't know, after that, he spent quite a while, probably go back to all the Old Testament, to see all these verses, then his eye got open. Oh, all this is point to one person, Christ. Everything changed. So he wrote this in Colossians, right? Because in him, all things were created. See, he converted. All things created in him, in this person. In heaven and on the earth. The visible and invisible. Whether thrones or lordship, or rulers or authorities, all things has been created through him
Amen.
And unto him.
Amen.
And he is before all things.
Amen.
And all things cohere in him.
Amen.
That's what he saw. That's why he, you know, count everything lost. Because he saw this. All things. Everything. Created because of him, cohering because of him. He is the one before and after. If we see this, we will count everything lost.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
May the Lord open our eyes to see this.
Amen.
May the Lord has Christ as our desire.
Amen.
Okay. And then the exercise. Right? Back, we see this heaven on the mountain. We hear from Father, oh, this is my son, my delighted one. You should hear him. We have all these things.
Right.
Then back to work or back to our daily living, our marriage or our household living, what do? We need to exercise.
Amen.
Exercise what? Exercise our spirit.
Amen.
You know, when I was a new believer, I heard this word already, right? You have to deny yourself.
Yeah.
That's just such a hard thing for me, you know. Actually, from the outline, it says, to deny ourselves means to reject the soul's desire, soul's preference and choice. Man's first thing was to do something for himself, to satisfy self. Oh my goodness. If you talk this to the other people, they will say, well, is this right? Reject yourself? Reject your desire? Reject your preference? I mean, you reject something to satisfy you, Right? This, by natural concept, they might not be a right thing for people who doesn't believe this or don't know what this means. Because our education tells us we need to pursue the positive things, the good things, right? A good career or to contribute for the society, do right things, right? But here is the thing. How can we do this? Like, deny our preference, deny our desire? By my natural understanding, I feel like this is a very hard, it's actually a almost impossible thing for us to do, right? But you know what? From Paul's written, after Philippians 3, there's Philippians 4. That's why I always appreciate Paul's writing, because when he brings us to a vision, he always go back to the ground, tells us what to do. So in the Philippians 4, he says this. Brother O mentioned this, right? Let your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is near. See, this is really a common thing, right? This is things you can really practice. And then next, he said this. In nothing be anxious. In nothing be anxious. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. This is our exercise, right? So this is denying yourself, actually. Is this hard? No, it's not that hard. He just said, in nothing be anxious. Okay, be anxious, very easy. But let me tell you this. When you are in self, you will be anxious. No matter what you trying to encourage yourself, say, you're good, you're doing good, you can do this, you will still be anxious. That's the truth, right? But in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God.
Right.
This way,
Amen.
You can deny yourself.
Amen.
You will no longer be anxious. And this is the last one in our outline. Prayer is the best way to deny
Amen.
Yourself.
Amen.
Let's all exercise this prayer in our daily living, in all things. Small
Amen.
Things, big things. You know, previously I was thinking, how to experience Christ in everything? That's hard. Everything. I mean, everything. Like when you drink or when you eat, that's everything, right? How do you experience Christ in that? It's, I don't know. Actually, you know what? From this, we can exercise. Before you eat your lunch, before you grab your lunch, you can go there by calling upon the Lord's name.
Amen.
Right? Our brother mentioned, that's the easiest or maybe the shortest the prayer you can do. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm going to take my lunch. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm going to sit with some saints, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus, where should I sit? Oh, Lord Jesus, maybe I should fellowship with some saints.
Yeah.
Well, keep continually exercise that.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Then we can experience Christ in everything.
Amen.
I think, this message is not for doctrine. It's for our experience, especially for our exercise. Exercise takes efforts, right? Like our brother shared. If you want to build your muscle, you have to stretch yourself. So, now keep in mind, we just step by step, we'll do this routinely. We will call upon the Lord routinely. Maybe not out of the voice, but inside. We'll call upon the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord's really let us experience Him in everything.
Amen.
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 Lord. Thank you for speaking to us.
Amen.
Make this real.
Amen.
Show us how precious you are.
Amen.
Even teach us how to exercise our spirit continually.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Our only Christ is
in
reality.
Amen.
Turn our eyes away from the world.
Amen.
From ourselves, from the situation.
Amen.
Oh, just focus on you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, just look away onto Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, may we gain you this week more
Amen.
Than today.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for what we hear today.
Amen.
Help
Amen.
Us to apply to our daily
living.
Amen. Amen. Pray the sort
of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Lord, free us from the bondage of ourselves.
Amen.
That we may experience you as our true freedom.
Amen.
Dwell in us.
Amen.
Lord, that we may express and magnify you.
Amen.
Lord, in all ordinary situations.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Right. Lord, thank you. For
for speaking to us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, all the sisters and brothers into your hands.
Amen.
Oh, for the coming new week.
Yes.
Oh, we want to enjoy you more and more day by day.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, help us focus on this one thing.
Amen.
Things which are behind.
Amen.
Look forward to the things which are before.
Amen.
Lord, you are our goal.
Amen.
You are our focus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, strengthen our church life here.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen our spirit.
Amen.
So that we can contact you more.
Amen.
Welcome you.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Lord, you are our prize.
Amen.
You are our gain.
Amen.
You are our goal.
Amen.
Lord, give me this week.
Amen.
Send us into our inner man.
Amen.
Apostle Paul, kneel down and pray.
Amen.
The Father would strengthen us.
Amen.
Into our inner man.
Amen.
The power of his spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to experience you in a deeper way.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Quickly, so if you can let us know.